do you think things are going to go tomorrow night? What can FC Dallas fans expect to see when Chivas comes to town?
Well, our new coach, Jose Luis El Güero Real, he's more of a pragmatic Bob Bradley type coach, where defense is the cornerstone of your success, and we're going to bunker down, and we're going to make it hard for players like Michel and Blas Perez to move around. You have, I would call them power forwards, in Eric Hadley and Kenny Cooper. Definitely going to try and challenge our defense. So I do believe it's going to be a low-scoring game. I know that Texas heat is really going to be pretty tough to deal with for some of our guys.
It's not as bad this week as it usually is. It's almost Southern California-like. We're having highs around 90, so it shouldn't be too terrible.
Okay, well then hopefully that'll help us a little bit more than hurt you guys. But I do think it'll be low scoring. I do think it'll be a more defensive, boring game. And I only say that because we need to bunker down as much as we can to help protect our goalkeeper and our defense.
Chivas USA has one of the best players in North American soccer in the goalkeeper, Dan Kennedy. Well, what's it been like as a fan to see somebody turn in top-notch performances, match in, match out, in the context of the team being so troubled, both on the field and off?
Yeah, Dan Kennedy has been a blessing. First and foremost, he is a top-quality, first-class human being. He comes and salutes the supporters at the end of every home game, and I'm just putting it mildly. I mean, you know, he is by far and away the most popular player that Chivas USA has ever had, and he's not from Mexico. So as far as what he does on the field, I mean, that speaks for itself. I do believe that if he played on a bigger team in the MLS, he'd probably be playing in Europe somewhere. He is our Superman. He's the guy that we lean on. He's our rock. And as long as he's playing for Chivas USA, Chivas USA has a chance to win.
Y'all got a look at FC Dallas early in the season when they came out to the Home Depot Center. And how do you compare and contrast how FC Dallas looks this year compared to last year when FC Dallas was struggling?
Yeah, you know what? It's kind of funny that you mentioned that. I think when you have a coach like Shelus Hyndman pulling the strings, and then you have a somewhat intelligent and proactive ownership, you know, acquiring not necessarily like highly touted or, you know, very famous, you know, soccer players, but they get these David Ferreira types. They get these players like Michel, and they plug them into that team, and I think it's made a total difference this year. Being able to keep George John has been a good thing for them, and I think an even better thing for George John moving into the future. And selling, you know, Breck Shea last year, although it hurt the team in many ways, this year it's helped the team because it's allowed other players to step up. So a much better team this year. It was like a scintillating start for Dallas. You know, they did have that one hiccup against our Ghosts back early in the season, but even so, like, this is still an even better FC Dallas team than we played earlier in the season.